The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. What's the buzz? In recent months, perhaps you have noticed a buzz of conversations about early childhood education. In April of this year, Governor Polis signed the much-touted Universal Preschool Bill into law. Universal Preschool establishes 10 hours of preschool per week for every four-year-old in Colorado at no cost to parents, and it is set to begin July 1, 2023. While this is a step in the right direction, the bill makes no provision for 0 to 3-year-olds nor for the care of 4-year-olds for the other 30-plus hours in the workweek. Recent research on the developing brain shows that child development during the years of birth minus 5 years is crucial for a positive trajectory in their physical, intellectual, and socioeconomic development. However, in the developed world, the United States is a shameful outlier in its low levels of financial support for young children's education. Here, public funds are allocated primarily to the public education of 6 to 18-year-olds, not to the 0 to 5-year-olds in childcare and early childhood education programs. According to the 2021 census, Longmont has 5,239 children under the age of 5. Only 2060 slots are available in licensed facilities. This leaves 3,179 young children in Longmont without access to licensed care. Right now, that gap is filled by FFN's family, friends, and neighbors who care for the children in their homes. Many grandparents and friends fill in as providers because they offer the only affordable options for parents. Educators' ideal goal is to teach children and meet them wherever they are in their development. This goal is made clear in this statement by the Colorado Department of Education. Every child, in every community deserves access to high-quality, evidence-based early learning experiences. A strong start is crucial to ensuring students' ultimate success in school, post-secondary education, in the workforce, and in life. When children do not have this strong start, and are not school-ready when they enter kindergarten, meaning they have deficits in one or more of the following: physical health and motor development, social and emotional development, speech, understanding, and general knowledge, they will require more time and resources. To truly meet our stated goals, we must increase public spending for preschools. The U.S. News identifies socioeconomic status as the single factor that most influences how ready to learn a child is when they enter kindergarten. Among incoming students who are eligible for free or reduced lunches in St. Vrain schools, only 1/5 demonstrated school readiness when they entered kindergarten. The achievement gap for these vulnerable children frequently continues through their school years. For example, third-grade reading proficiency is generally seen as an important forecaster of success in school and life. However, in 2020, less than half, 46%, of all third graders in St. Vrain schools met grade-level expectations in English Language Arts, Community Foundation Boulder County. This is not all doom and gloom. Universal preschool is one step. Now we need to enhance the screening process of infants and young children to detect developmental delays, train and recruit more early childhood educators, design resources for current educators, provide access to nutritious meals, coordinate the services of the existing early childhood organizations, nurture public, private ventures, and much more. Everybody can help. A friend recently engaged a waitress in conversation. This young, single woman said she was completing her high school education online because she had a 2-year-old daughter to support. When my friend asked if she read to her child every night, she admitted she did not because of a lack of time and books. After leaving the cafe, my friend stopped in a nearby used bookstore to purchase some children's books, which she offered to the young mother with a smile as she said, "This will make it easier to read to your daughter every night." In the words of Marion Wright Edelman, if you don't like the way the world is, you change it. You have an obligation to change it. You just do it one step at a time.